Lord. You deserve a very big thank you, Lord. You deserve a very big thank you and a very big thank you. Sorry, I'll remove this. Do you know how many people died this year? Do you know? As I speak now, I've been told that Mothers Summit Global has people connecting with today from 18 countries of the world. Left to the enemy, this should have ended. Left to the enemy, somebody else should have taken your place. It is not about me, it's about Jesus. And we've had a fantastic time today. I'm just going to lead you to pray 30 prayers. But we have no right to ask God for anything again until we have thanked him. Wherever you are, if you can dance, please dance. You take any key. You know I'm a singer and preaching has taken my... You deserve a very big thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody.
You deserve a very big thank you, Lord. You deserve a very big thank you, Lord.
About God. God is the circle whose center is everywhere, but whose circumference is nowhere. He is the circle whose center is everywhere. Everywhere. You find him every year. In him, we live, we move, and we have a being. But whose circumference is nowhere. He's God all by himself. You've got times and seasons in your hands. You called forth light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are. But you have chosen. the Lord to you, your life and the lives of your children will get better and better and better and better and better and better and better. You will shine better and better and better. You will go greater, 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 greater and greater. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No evil will come near you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. If you are here today or you are online partaking of this grace of God, and what you have gone through can be referred to as the Hagar experience. You remember Hagar? Sarah's handmaiden. You are the first person the Lord laid on my heart to minister to today. Hagar experience. In Genesis chapter 16, you are in an unusual situation. You served. You became an alternative woman. You became an option. You were used and dumped. And in spite of all the sacrifices, you were only given a bread and a bottle of water. Genesis 21:14. And because of the pain, you also misbehaved. You said what you shouldn't say. You turned around and you became rude. You spoke out of pain. And your mistake was amplified. So you've been sent away. And the water in your bottle is almost spent. And the baby in your hand is almost dying. And you are crying. And in verse 17, God heard the voice of that baby. God heard the voice of the vision you are carrying. God heard the voice of the sacrifices you have made. God looked at your error and your mistake, and God concluded, because he is not a fair God, he is a just God. And God that sees the entire picture has concluded. And he says, that mistake was just a mistake of the head. It's not a mistake of the heart. And he has refused to collaborate with your prosecutors to use it against you. And he's saying to you, arise. Lift up the vision again. Lift up that business again. Lift it up. Hold it in your hand. Because I will make that business a great nation. I will make that child a great nation. I will make that particular vision and ministry a great nation. I have an instruction for you. I'm ministering to you, and then I'm going to lead the people to pray. I'm going to lead all of us to pray. Stop rehearsing your hurts. Stop magnifying your pains. Stop rehearsing your mistakes. I stand before you today. I got born again over 42 years ago. I've been in ministry over 32 years now. I've been married for over 36 years. But I can stand before you today and tell you that I have two black belts. I have two black belts. One in success and one in failure. And all of us do. There are things I've said and I wish I didn't say. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. In my bid to help women, there are things I have said that I wish, oh, you mean I said that 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago? No, I wouldn't say that now. All of us have made mistakes before. So why concentrate on the bad that you said? What about the good you have been saying? And in these days of social media, they will help you to amplify your mistakes. Stop rehearsing your hearts. Stop rehearsing your mistakes. You're not a bad person. You might have done something bad, but that's not you. Separate the person from the behavior. It was a mistake. That's why we call it miss. I missed it. So it was a mistake. It was a taking, but it was missed. Do not allow anybody make you rehearse your mistakes and rehearse your hearts. Every Hagar experience, today we crush it. It's not a failure. It's just a feedback. So next time you know how not to say it that way again. Stop painting your life and your achievements with the brush of failure and mistake. You're a good person. You're the first people I'm ministering to today. Every Haggai experience, move past it. You're not the only one that ever made a mistake before. You're not the only person that was rude before. You're not the only person that committed adultery before. You're not the only person. You're not the first person. And as I say this, I say it about your children too. Stop rehearsing their mistakes. Stop amplifying their weaknesses. They are dressed for success. It does not matter what Delilah is trying to do to remove the dress. Their hair will grow again. The second group of people, you're watching me online from the 18 countries of the world and more, I'm still counting, and you're a single lady, whether you're a mature single lady, or your husband died, or you got pregnant when you were in secondary school, or whatever happened to you, I have a word for you today. In Ruth chapter number 2, verse number 5, Ruth had been married 10 years. She became a widow. But when God brought Boaz her way, Boaz said, "Whose damsel is this?" Excuse me. A woman that had been married for 10 years, you are calling her a damsel? God is the best repackager. God knows how to repackage. So get up, because by Christmas this year, you will sing a new song. Remember, amen is not an encouragement to the preacher. Amen is the acceptance of a divine verdict. Help me shout a bigger amen, because you are here physically. Thus saith the Lord. Somebody is searching already. He's your own. And you will wear a crown. Because God knows how to collapse time. He really does. In John chapter 2. I remember the other day, my husband and I, we went either South Africa or France. I just can't even remember. I think it was South Africa. Maybe it also happened in France. And we went to a winery and we tasted wine. And I remember the guide saying to us, "This particular one, it has taken 35 years. This one, 30 years. So the longer the years, the better the wine." But in John chapter 2, Jesus did something. He said, "Pour the water in the pot and immediately bring it out." He didn't wait for 35 years. He collapsed time. God is collapsing time. What you thought would take you years, God is saying to you virtually, and those of you here, He's going to collapse time for you. And it will do you like a dream. Shout a bolder amen. The third category of people I'm ministering to today, you're believing God for the blessing of the womb. Hear me. This is a prophetic instruction. Wherever you are on planet Earth, and if it's your child that is believing God, or you're believing God for someone, on behalf of somebody, pretend as if you are breastfeeding. I saw that revelation. Pretend as if you are breastfeeding. Do your hand as if you are breastfeeding. Carry a baby by faith. Wherever you are. You don't need to go out to buy anything. No, this is the instruction God gave me. Pretend. Act. Magnify a lie. Make it look like truth. I'm carrying a baby in my hand and breastfeed that child. Because Exodus 23:25-26, Exodus 23:25-26 says, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he will take away sickness from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in your land. The number of your days I will fulfill." After God has spoken, every other speaker is a late comer. Jeremiah 33:20, "If you can break the covenant of the day or of the night, that is when you can break my covenant with David, that he will not have a son to sit on his throne." So, except there is no sun, except there is no day, except there is no night, that's when you will not carry your baby. After today's program, this is different. I encountered God before I came here. After today's program, in your house, babies will cry. Weep no more. Your joy is here. The fourth category of people I'm ministering to today, you are a widow. And it looked as if your world is shattered. It looks as if everything is finished. Hear the voice of the Lord. Help is here for you. Help is here for you. The worst part of your life is behind you. And the best is just loading. I see everything turning around. Everything's turning around. Everything's turning around in your favor. That's what God is going to do. Every widow, you are part of this family. And God is saying, help is on the way for you. Number five, any mother that has a child with challenges, autism, speech challenge, sight challenge, brain challenge, health challenge, God is taking away sickness from the midst of you in the name of Jesus. Whether you are watching virtually or you are here, please stand up, because this number six affects all of us. It concerns all of us. The Lord told me to ask you, who is hurting you? Be careful who you hurt, because you don't know who is behind them. You don't know who God has raised for them. And God said that I should tell you, report them to me. Who is hurting you? Who hurt you in 2020? What hurt you? What's the situation that is hurting you? Is it a policy? Is it a person? Is it a court case? Whatever is hurting you, have a few seconds, maybe like 30 seconds, wherever you are. Please roll your fingers on the keyboard for me, please. And report it to God now. Malebo Sakaya Bashat. Let God hear your voice. Who is hurting you? Report them to God, the God of the Bible, the God of Israel. What is hurting you? What is hurting your child? Is it an academic challenge? Report it to God. Report, report, report. This is the time of reporting. Reports. Reports. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. 2020 has only 34 more days to go. And Psalm 65 verse 11 says, thou crownest the year with thy goodness. So God is going to crown this year. No matter how hard it's been, God is going to crown this year with his goodness for you. Better say bigger amen. And your path will drop fatness. Psalm 16 and verse number 6. Psalm 16 verse 6. The lines have fallen unto us in pleasant places. And we have a goodly heritage. The number seven group of people I'm ministering to, which is the final one, is career women. Women in business and ministry. Men too. And take advantage of God's presence here. Deuteronomy 33 verse 7 is the word I received for you. You're a career woman, you're a business woman, you're a ministry woman. Deuteronomy 33 7. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies. Verse 11. Bless Lord his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. I want you to shout three big and loud amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big hand. Give him a big hand. Every woman has five kinds of children. We want to start praying now. Every woman has five kinds of children. Number one, you have your biological children, the children you give birth to. Number two, you have your natural children, the children that are married to your children, or that your children will marry. So as we are making these declarations, these party prayers that I want to lead you, have this at the back of your mind. You're praying ahead. Even if your child is in nursery one or kindergarten or elementary, you're praying ahead for your natural children. Because some mothers don't have peace because of the kind of children that are married to their children. Scatterers. They come into a great family and they scatter. So we're praying ahead. So you have your biological children, you have your natural children, you have your spiritual children. The child of God. You have your spiritual children, and then you have your adopted children. I have many all around the world. There's a school in a village where I have 15 adopted children. I've been paying their school fees for some time now. 15 of them. One of them just, you know, a few years ago got into college, the university, and today he's a medical doctor. He just got married. That woman that sells groceries in your area, that you have now become different. You may not even know the daughter has adopted you. Every woman has an adopted child. But you know, most importantly, every woman has destiny children. Destiny children. And I have that all around the world by God's grace. So when you are praying today, remember these five kinds of children: biological, natural, spiritual, adopted, and destiny children. And the theme for this year, I'm so glad God gave me the theme for 2021 already. The theme for this year says, my seed is dressed for success. This is a prayer meeting. We're not here to show us anything. So please get ready to pray, to release and make pronunciations and proclamations. When we talk about dress, a dress covers nakedness. May the Lord cover your nakedness. May the Lord cover your children's nakedness. Your nakedness is different from my own. We're different. A dress keeps warm. And there are different kinds of dresses. When there is cold, my grandchildren, are you cold? Say, bring the blankets. So it brings warmth. A dress takes care of beauty and glory. Exodus 28:2. God was telling Moses, so thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother for glory and for beauty. That's what a dress does. And when we talk about success, my seed is dressed for success. Success is talking about accomplishment, achievement, triumph, being in the front. I'm describing your children. All the five categories of children you have. Being in the front, attainment, favorable outcome, progress. And in Genesis 27, when it was time for the covenant to be transferred, Rebekah gave things to Jacob, but she didn't forget the dress. Every time I keep asking, why did she have to make a dress? Because there are dresses for occasions. So she gave food to Jacob. In your family, you will not lack food. Let me not go into what that means. You will not beg for bread. Now, I'm speaking as God's handmaiden. You will not beg for bread. You and your seed will not be at the mercy of your mockers. And we saw voice. Let's not even talk to that about that. May God amplify your children's voices. When we talk about success, that's what we're talking about. But she also gave dress. She stole it. Esau trusted his mother, and the mother betrayed him because the mother went in and took his dresses. May you not trust the wrong person. There are dresses for each situation and occasion: cold, winter, summer. When you want to fly, you don't wear your wedding dress to fly, to take a flight. When you are going for a naming ceremony or a wedding ceremony, there is a way you dress. Success has a dress code, just like failure. And we want to put about five dresses upon our children. The first one is wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Luke 2:40. And the child grew and waxed strong. A spirit filled with wisdom. The grace of God was upon him. Ability to know what to do. Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 3. We see it there. 1 Kings 10. Queen of Sheba came. So you're going to pray, Lord, please. That's the first prayer point. Baptize my children with wisdom. Hurry up. We are really running. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all. As you pray for your children, you can pray for yourself too. Father, baptize my children, my grandchildren. These five categories of children. My husband, myself too, baptize us with wisdom. Wisdom to manage life. Wisdom to manage life issues. Wisdom to manage relationships. Wisdom to manage academics. Receive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. I like the way the people on online are praying. You here physically, you are just warming up. May Jehovah baptize your children with wisdom. Don't give your child everything that your child wants. Let your child grow. Let your child stretch so that you won't kill the child.
In my village, they will say, "Am I shebe sheto?" Don't prove that. Look, we can afford it. In some areas, in some aspects, let the child grow. Let the child grow. I know what I'm talking about. Solomon lost it because he didn't grow. He picked the phone, the throne. Saul lost it cheaply because he didn't grow. But look at David. He fought for it. See, tomorrow we're talking about. Your children are privileged children. Yes, bless them. There are things my children will never suffer again. My grandchildren will never suffer by God's grace. But there are things I deliberately withhold. I'm talking about wisdom. So that they can stretch and grow into it. So they can know how to manage life. Because you will not always be here. May God baptize your children with wisdom. Number two is righteousness. Sin is a reproach. In case you are watching today and you are not yet born again, I stand here to declare unto you, Jesus is coming very soon. Give your heart to Jesus. Heaven is real. God loves you and He wants you to love Him and to serve Him. And what a privilege if you can just put your hand on your chest and say, "Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Wash me clean. Write my name in the book of life. Today I am saved. Today I am born again. I give my heart to you, Lord. And I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen." The garment, the dress of righteousness. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 8. "Let thy garment be always white." Wherever your children are, may Jehovah cause them to be righteousness conscious. Just like Joseph said, "How shall I do this and sin against God?" May their destinies not be deleted because of sin in the name of Jesus. That's the second prayer. Remember, we are praying 30 prayers. The third one is sound health. My seed is dressed for success. Health is a dress. Sound health is a dress. Let me tell you this. When somebody is sick, it is not that person that is sick. It is the family members that are sick. Because the person will just lie down on the bed there. It's the mother that will be running around. It's the father that will be running around. Ah, your children will not be ill. I want you to pray at this time. I receive sound health, sound health, sound health for my children. That's a dress for success. Are you receiving for your children? I receive for the Felix Adejumo dynasty. If your family is large like my own, you may not be able to have the time to call their names. The Felix Adejumo tribe. I receive sound health for you in the name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. You know what I want to be doing now? I want to be declaring the prayers. Then you will be saying amen. Is that okay? Because I want to release you very shortly. I want to be making proclamations. I'm standing in my office as the one that God gave this vision to. And I'm decreeing that in the name of Jesus, your children will wear the dress of sound health. You too, you will wear the dress of sound health. No evil will come near your dwelling. I stand upon Psalm 91 and verse 10. "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." Sickness is a waster. Waster of time, waster of money, waster of strength. Disease is a devourer. For 6 years, my junior brother was sick. My parents sold everything they had. Took him everywhere. 6 years, he died. And we became poor. I wasn't born poor. We became poor. If not that I met the Lord Jesus Christ that changed my life, we wouldn't have recovered. I was privileged to take my parents out of Nigeria one day, and then my father said to me at the hotel, "God used you, Olufunke, to snatch," these are his words, "to snatch the bread of affliction from my mouth." There are children that snatch bread of affliction. Sickness is a devourer. You will not smell it. Now this is becoming very dangerous because I'm not even telling you to pray now. I am declaring unto you that devourer, you will not smell it. That waster will not come near you. I'm still in Psalm 91. Did you see what COVID did? Can't you see COVID in Psalm 91? Noisome pestilence. That's it. Terror by night. Arrow that flies by day. Pestilence that walks in darkness. That's COVID. Destruction that wastes at noonday. You watch CNN and say, what? 700 just died. Just died. Something, 200 and something. Human beings, not chicken. No matter how cheap evil is, you will not be able to afford it. God is our refuge. Psalm 121. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. In the name of Jesus. The third one. Well, I don't know the number I am now. I'm just going to 30. Distinction is a dress. Distinction. School fees sometimes may not be easy. For you to pay school fees and then the child comes home and brings more rubbish results. No more. No more. 36 people in the class and the child is 33. No more. Because you came today and because you are online, I cover your children with the garment of distinction. Excellence. Significance. Importance. Renown. Superiority. Prominence. Prestige. They will be marked out. Notability. Eminence. Honor. They will be peculiar. According to Daniel chapter 1, 17 to 19, when the king interviewed them, he found them far superior. That will be the story of your children. God will distinguish our children. He will separate them for his glory, for his use, for his kingdom, for his purpose. Our children shall overshadow their contenders. Striving of tongue shall not reduce our children. Arrows of error shall not hit our children. Evil emergencies will not corner our children. They will be preserved from evil appointments. I want another amen. Evil appointments. If he didn't come at that time, that trailer wouldn't have. Our children shall be preserved from evil appointments. In the name of Jesus. The next one is wealth. It's a dress. I know you are wealthy, but you can also be the mother of a wealthy person. You've labored now. You need to rest. My daughter drove me to the spa. And then she, when my nails were done, I was going to pay. She said, mommy, I said to myself, I don't forget you have started enjoying. She said, this is nothing, no mommy. We're just starting. And they put one hot something. I said, it's good. They did the fridge. I said, some prayers are not said, they are provoked. That day, she provoked something, and I was releasing them. It's good for you to eat the fruit of your labor, but it's sweeter when your children too become wealthy. I put upon our children the garment of wealth. They will be named among the great. Do you notice that every good thing is sponsored by the rich? We want to do something in church. The rich will come and say, we need some vaccine. It's not the poor in my village that are sponsoring the vaccine. For polio, for this, for that. It's always the rich. Our children will be named among them. I'm a certified coach. Maybe some of you are hearing for the first time. I went back to be certified. If you go on my website, you will see the details. It is life changing. Do you know that 97% of the wealth of the world is in the hands of only 3% of people? 3% of the population. So the remaining 3% is being shared by 97% of the population. That's why the rich will always be richer and the poor will always be poorer. It's not the time when you say, I don't believe in mentor, I don't believe in coaching. You are joking. Your word has left you. Don't bury your head in the church. the world is moving. Serve God in the church and get a coach. There is somebody that knows what you don't know, and they are believers. So don't tell me that they are strong talking believers. God is doing amazing things, but a lot of us, we are just, you need somebody to take you to a place in yourself that you've not been able to go by yourself. And I am one of them. You can get on my website. You pay. It's not free. Because that's why I paid. So you hear things like, a beggar has no choice. Her children will not be beggars. Catch these things, though, because God is here in the atmosphere. Our children will not be at the mercy of their mates. They will not need the help of their mockers. May Jehovah lift their heads in the name of Jesus. The next dress is confidence. Timidity is not a gift. Shyness is not a fruit of the spirit. They say, she is shy. And then good things are passing. Even you as a mother, I'm shy, I cannot see anything. In this 21st century, people will abuse you. They will say, you are loud. Tell them, I'm not loud, I'm bold. Because if you are silent, you will be silenced. The world is becoming noisy. You cannot sit down and say, I'm shy. What? And please, stop shouting down your children. I just can't talk. Do you know whether that's what that child will eat? Confidence. Proverbs 28:1. The righteous is as bold as a lion. May God give your children that garment. The next one is the garment of kindness. May your children be kind to you. Let me remind you that there are three kinds of children in the world: male, female, and kind children. You can have males and you don't have a child yet. You can have females and you don't have a child yet, until you have a kind child. May no envious relation separate you and your children. They were not there when you were running around. They were not there when you were laboring, when you were doing school assignments, when you were treating fever, when you were, when it's now time for you to reap. Somebody is speaking one rubbish. May God silence them. The children will be very kind to you. Shout one thunderous amen. The next one is the garment of favor. It's a dress for success. Nobody succeeds by accident. Wherever your children are, even you and your spouses, Jehovah shall favor you. My husband says favor means to be served first, even though it won't go round. May God do that for you. Psalm 5 and verse 12. May Jehovah compass your seed with favor. Psalm 30 verse 7. May God make your mountain to stand strong. In the name of Jesus. This one, I'm not going to pray it for you. I'll let you pray, then I'll continue. It is about your children's marriages. I want you to put your hand either on your breast or your womb. Even if you are not, you don't have children yet, join us and be praying this prayer ahead. And it is a prayer that I have been raising for almost 8 years. Mother Summit Vision is about 11 years old now. In some countries, it is 3 years, in some countries, but as a global thing, when God gave that vision to me, now about 11 years. I want you to pray this prayer with all your heart. My children will not marry my enemies. My children will not marry their enemies. My children will not marry troublers. My children will not marry bringers of shame. Hey. In the name of Jesus Christ. And if your children are married, prayer, cover their marriages. And pray for your grandchildren. My grandchildren will not marry their enemies. They will not marry my enemy. My grandchildren and great-grandchildren, if Jesus tarries, will not marry troublers. In the name of Jesus. They will not marry bringers of shame and disgrace. I pray ahead, and I know God has heard me. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Shout a bigger amen. Now make sure your amen is louder, whether you are online or you are here. This one that I want to pray. Your children and grandchildren will not meet the person they should miss. Imagine if Samson did not meet Delilah. Our children, number two, will not miss the people they should meet. I don't know how my life would have been if Felix Adejumo did not marry me. Like Michelle Obama said, only secure men can marry strong women. The reason why some women have not been able to go far is because they are married to insecure husbands. I don't know where my life would have been if God did not bring Felix Adereme Adejumo my way. I don't think I'll be able to do this. So I pray for you again. Your children will not miss the people they should meet. Your children will not meet the one they should miss. And they will not miss the one they should meet. Shout a bigger amen. Pray that prayer for you too. You will not meet the person you should miss, and you will not miss the person you should meet. It's a very serious prayer. Now, I continue. I don't know what number we are, but in my notes, I come against every retarded lifestyle in your children's lives, every delay, everything that slows progress down. Whether it is mild delay, or moderate delay, or severe delay, or profound delay, every retardation, I come against you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The next one, I come against persistent setbacks. Reversal. Abnormal slowness. Checkmating progress every time. Hitch, unresolved conflict. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Next one. I come against unexplainable hatred and rejection. Because you won't be all, you will not always be there in the class, in their marriages. One mother-in-law just stands up and hates your child. One sister-in-law or the friend, somebody or a boss. That's why we are praying ahead now. We come against unexplainable hatred and rejection. Do you know how many people have been cyber-bullied and they have committed suicide? 15-year-old, 12-year-old. That's why you must let your children know. If anybody bullies them, they should not just take it. And this is very sad. One lady said when she was in elementary school, I don't know what you call it here, I don't know the age, when she was in elementary school, a wicked teacher one day brought her out of the class because she missed something, maybe she made a noise, and made her stand and told the remaining 24 children to be standing up one after the other and be saying something they don't like about that girl. She didn't recover until she was 41. And the mother may not know. Say, why is it that you're always in your room? You don't always like every form of hatred and rejection, whether you know it or not, battling your children's destiny. Today we destroy it. In the name of Jesus. The next one, God shall simplify your children's lives. Simple effort, plenty blessings. This prayer that I'm praying for your children, I'm praying for you too. So you are covered. God will simplify their lives. God will give you all round rest. Some people have rest financially, but they don't have rest in their health. Some have health, they don't have rest in their marriages. Some, you and your seed, God will give you all round rest. 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 4. Now the Lord my God has given me rest. It's been a powerful scripture in my life this year. Now the Lord my God has given me round rest. rest round about me so that there is neither adversary nor even occurrence. This will be marriage to you. In the name of Jesus. I come against destiny hackers, destiny wasters, destiny takers, and destiny killers. In the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon your children. They will not embark on a journey of no return. No sudden death in your camp. No sudden calamity. No arrow shall hit your feet. Your seed shall not be wasted. In the name of Jesus. The next one. We're almost there. No matter how long you live, you will not bury your children. Your children shall not bury their children. Genesis 11:28. And Haran died before Terah. My father buried 3 children. So I know what it means for a parent. It's the greatest pain on earth. The loss of a child. Even if you have 15. You will not partake of it. I will not partake of it. We will not partake of that pain. Our children and our grandchildren will never die. No matter how long we live, Genesis 11:28 will not happen in our family. In the name of Jesus. Genesis 45:13. Wealth and riches shall be in our household. The next one is help. It's a garment. It's a dress for success. There's no strong person anywhere, only helped people. Your children shall be helped. Jacob needed Rebecca to help him. Joseph needed Reuben. Don't kill the child. Expel him. Joseph needed Potiphar's wife to lie against him so he could get to the prison to meet the butler. Even the Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus Christ, in Matthew 27:32, he was carrying his cross. A man had to help him carry it. If Jesus needed help, the Bible calls him Simeon of Cyrene. Some of you are carrying crosses. Today, God will send you strategic helpers, timely helpers, kind helpers, able helpers, willing helpers. You know the one that I want to pray now. Make sure your amen is ready. Warm it up now. It's found in Genesis 37. It's still about Joseph in verse 15. Strangers will help you and your children. Some people help you and they want to take the glory. They want you to keep returning every day. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for last year. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. But when strangers help you, they help you and they go. One lawyer. One judge, a staff, somebody somewhere. You and your children and your spouse, Jehovah will raise helpers for you. The next one, God will lift our children's heads. 2 Kings 25. God will raise somebody that will lift their heads up. In the name of Jesus. When I was praying and preparing, the Lord gave me this word. It's not for everybody, and I want to read it out to you. It's Ezekiel 36:11. I don't know who has this word. Ezekiel 36:11. And I will do better unto you than at your beginnings. Beginnings. You've tried and tried and tried. You started and started, and you shall know that I am the Lord. I will do better unto you than at your beginnings. Keep that word. You will need it in 2021. God has started speaking to me about 2021. It's going to be a good year. There shall be showers of blessings. That is year 2021 that I'm telling you. That's what God is telling me. It's going to be a year of refreshing. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. Mercy drops round us upon but for the shower. The next one, I release upon you and your children anointing for abundance. Then anointing for enlargement. For more than enough. Anointing for massive testimonies. Number 19, overlapping joy. unending success, surplus. Number 22, I pray for every firstborn. God will lift your head. You will not be at the mercy of your siblings. In the name of Jesus. This number 23, I want you to do your hand like this. We pray it every year. My children shall be united. They shall be united. Nobody will scatter them. Not a wife, not a husband, not a relation. Nobody will scatter them. Eh? How many do I have? My children shall be united. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Your joy shall be full over your children. Your joy shall be complete over your children. Genesis 37, 46. Your children will make it on time. Ah! When you are old, that will not be the time you'll be paying school fees. Your children will make it on time. The next one. Your children shall matter when it matters. Number 27, your children shall matter where it matters. There are two different things. When it matters, where it matters. Say, I receive it. Number 28, I silence ancient voices speaking against your children. In the name of Jesus. You know, poverty has a garment. Begging has a garment. Remember Bartimaeus? I threw away all those garments. Our children are dressed for success. They will get to the throne. Number 29, Genesis 22, 17. In blessing, God will bless us. He will bless our children. In multiplying, I will multiply your seed. In the name of Jesus. This last one, if you are sitting down, wherever you are, even in your house, stand up. You are online. This is the last one. This is number 30. I'll be 58 in January. And since I turned... Thank you. January 28th. Thank you. Since I turned 40, that was when I founded the Grace Orphanage. I have been hosting widows. Widows. There are about 3,000 now. Some of you have watched on my page. You've seen... Now, people are helping me because I didn't know it would be this large. And a few years ago, I started a ministry towards the handicapped. We don't call them handicapped. We call them physically challenged. They are my friends. Go to the state where I live. Mention my name. They will tell you I am their friend. I have a party for them every year. As some of you have seen, we empower them. My foundation empowers them. You saw some of the whatever. I'm grateful to God. I'm teaching you something as I'm saying this. Between my husband and I, we have 61 members of staff that we are paying their salaries, drawing salaries from us. We have two hospitals. My husband and I have been in business for 34 years. And we've been in full-time ministry for 32 years. So we are full-time pastors. Well, I'm not a pastor. I'm a pastor's wife. So we are full-time ministers of the gospel. And we are full-time business people. As I stand before you, I don't draw salary from any church. It's not because it is wrong. It's because I am blessed. And there is no single church I have gone to and I have raised an offering and I asked them, how much was the offering? Not to talk of, can I have a part of it? I would rather die than do that. Let any pastor, and I challenge, this is my platform by God's grace, and I deliberately decided to do this. I've never asked any pastor, how much was the offering? Not to talk of taking one dime. I am in full-time business. I have written and published 104 books. My books are on Amazon. I get money every month. I'm blessed. I'm a conference speaker. And you know what? I have just started because now I am a life coach. I am certified. I told you all these stories because I'm taking you somewhere. Do good to people. On the days of battle, there are things God looks at. had a defensive. When my back was against the wall, widows prayed for me. All of you here prayed for me. You know, people prayed for me all around the world. I'm so grateful. A few years ago, I think about 9 years ago, I now started a ministry towards lepers. If you go to the leprosarium in the state where I live, they will tell you I am their friend. My driver said to me, "Mommy, even if you don't pray again, the prayers that lepers pray for you, each time I go to give them what you send, it's amazing." I take care of a lot of things in the leprosarium. Nobody is successful by accident. I'm sharing this with you. Stop living just for yourself. Reach out. And you don't need to found an orphanage. I went to Uganda some time ago to go and look at an orphanage. We have 50 children were waiting for adoption. I couldn't adopt them, so I gave them money. One of the grandmothers put my head on her chest and put her hand on her gray head. And she was praying. I was asking the interpreter, what was she saying? The kind of prayers I cried. Don't just live your life for yourself. When they attack you, it will just be bouncing off. Because you are covered. This is the conclusion of my story. And it is a 38th prayer. Maybe I even gave you some genesis, extras, I don't know. But this one, in my notes, is the 38th. So last year, we are getting ready for another one now. Another outreach for these widows and the less privileged. And I'm grateful to God for the people that have now seen that, look, she's doing so much, so they are helping me. There's no way I could have been able to do that all by myself. Last year, before the meeting will start at 10, by 6 a.m., they will have started to arrive. And before we know it, they will start praise worship. About 3,000 of them, I told you. By the time I got there, this time around, they had removed their shoes. They were standing on bare floor and they were praying for me. And there are prayers God does not. When we got inside, one, we had been telling them come and respond and all that. One of them, very elderly, when I noticed what that woman was saying, I went on my knees. She prayed just one prayer for me, and that's the prayer I want to pray for you now. And you will need to stretch your two hands. That woman said, "Olufunke." She said it in Yoruba. I will say it in Yoruba, then I will interpret it. Because of our internet audience and those of you that she said, "Olufunke, ni ojo ale, omo apesi elowo." I've never had that kind of a prayer before. She said, "Olufunke, in the evening of your life, in the night of your life, your children shall be complete in your hand. You will not be barren in the evening of your life." I've not prayed that prayer. I just told you I'm going to pray it now. But listen to me. Barrenness in the evening is the worst thing that can happen to a mother. You will not taste it. In the evening of your life, your children, your grandchildren shall be complete in your hands. If you can pray in tongues, burst out in tongues. In the evening of my life, my children shall be complete. In the evening of my life, my children shall be complete. My grandchildren shall be complete. My great grandchildren shall be complete if Jesus tarries. In the evening of my life, in the evening of my life, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren shall be complete. Like that widow prayed for me. Like those lepers prayed for me. I pray for you today because your children are dressed for success. In the evening of your life, your children, your grandchildren shall be complete. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have received. These prayers shall be married to you and your children. Your children will not be stripped of their success. end of this year, no matter how tough it is, when you start counting, there shall be no loss in your camp. Not a hoof shall be lost. Whatever gives you joy will not suddenly give you sorrow. In the name of Jesus, I bless you today as a matriarch. You are blessed. Your children are blessed. Your seed is dressed for success. And when your music and their music will be played, you will not be missing. You have labored. Nobody will take your place. I stand upon Isaiah 65. I decree it, and so shall it be in your life. For those of you that just gave your heart to Jesus when I was ministering, and I prayed with you, God shall establish you. Every form of sickness today will destroy it. Go and celebrate. By this time next year, we will be rejoicing with you. Your twins, your boys, your girls, your wedding, your marriage. Celebration, celebration, celebration. Come on, celebrate everybody.